does the health of the soil affect the flavor of our food? How do the farmer's choices, the weather, the soil microbiome, that world underground, shape the taste of our food? Who are the amazing people growing food in this regenerative way, and how can we taste the difference that they make? These and many other questions are what we explore in our podcast, Tasting Terroir, a journey into the connection between healthy soil and the flavor of food. I'm your host, Sarah Harper. We are super excited to launch this podcast focusing on the impact that soil health has on the flavor and health of food. We will launch our first full episode next week, so please subscribe to the podcast, Tasting Terroir, to be alerted when new weekly episodes are released. In this preview trailer, we will share some clips from our first episode that explain what we mean by our title, Tasting Terroir, and the journey that we will all be taking together to examine the connection between the health of the soil and the flavor and health of our food. We will also share a bit of background on your hosts, myself, Sarah Harper, and Dr. Jill Clapperton, as well as some information about how you can become part of our Better Food tribe. Let's go. Our podcast is called Tasting Terroir. To taste is to experience something, to know it, you know, beyond just the academic. And terroir refers to the place where something is grown, the impact that the conditions of a place have on its development, how it became, you know, what it is, the unique flavor of it. As a plant physiologist and a soil scientist, what do you mean when we talk about tasting terroir beyond just wine?
The question for me was, can we taste what we do with the soil? Can we taste a healthy soil? Mm. Can we tell, if I grew all the same varieties and, you know, five different soils side by side that were all treated differently, could I taste the difference?
Wow.
Like, could I taste that I grew this plant in this way? Could I taste that I grew this plant in this way? I think the answer is yes.
Our podcast is called Tasting Terroir.
We all need to talk about this, all the branches of science, because we've got a lot of nutritionists working on, well, how nutritious is this food and how do we make this food more nutritious? But they're missing this connection to the soil.
Right.
It's like, well, we'll fortify. So we'll fortify with these vitamins, we'll fortify with these minerals, we'll add this and we'll add that. And it's like, well, maybe if we just build our soils up and really make them healthy and regenerate them all, we don't need to do all that fortifying because we'll actually have food right from the soil that tastes good and is really good for you. I know that beef grown on the East Coast tastes different from the beef grown in Kansas. I know it does. I know that the beef grown in Argentina tastes very different from the beef that I've eaten in other places of the world.
Now, does that require it to be all the way grass finished, or does that even affect?
And grass finished totally makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, it totally makes a difference. And now we know from some of the work that's coming forward on multi-species pastures that multi-species pastures also change things. Mm-hmm. So we think about milk, for example, that if cows are fed multi-species pastures every day, that their milk quality changes, the quality of the fat changes, the color of the fat. And that affects how the smell of the milk, which also affects how delicious it is and how it stimulates our taste buds and things like that. And that's all based on the plants that we grew up with. We know that if we feed, you know, dairy cattle too many brassicas or too many flax seeds or things like that, then we start to have, you know, sort of sulfury flavors in the milk, or we have nutty flavors in the milk. Hmm. Once again, that's tasting the terroir. You're tasting what you've been doing, your practice. Mm-hmm. So we're adopting the term terroir a little bit to mean how we're actually growing things. So can we taste practice? Can we taste how we grew it? Can we taste how we fed it? Can we taste all these things? Are that reflected in the ultimate outcome?
background on me, Sarah Harper. I'm a regenerative agriculture policy expert who has worked for over 20 years in the public, nonprofit, and private sectors on what is now called regenerative agriculture. From my experiences working in the U.S. Senate on agricultural and environmental policy to building bridges between farmers and some environmentalists to doing consulting work on corporate sustainability policy, I've had the opportunity to meet and learn from some of the best farmers in the world who are focused on building up soil health and working with nature rather than against her to do it. Joining me as my co-host on this podcast is my dear friend and mentor, Dr. Jill Clapperton, a soil health scientist and plant physiologist. Through her company, Rhizoterra, Jill provides expert advice to farmers around the world to help regenerate their farm and pasture land. She helps farmers understand and apply the science of using plants to solve soil health problems, planting with purpose, instead of depending only on artificial inputs. She also measures the nutrient density of food and is researching the link between the practices on the farm and the nutrient density of the food it creates over time. All of this expertise is a great background to then dive into how these practices and the place where food is grown affects its flavor. Join us as we start this journey. You've been listening to Tasting Terroir, a podcast made possible by a magical collaboration between the following companies and supporters, all working together to help farmers, chefs, food companies, and consumers to build healthier soil for a healthier world. Rhizoterra. Owned by Dr. Jill Clapperton, Rhizoterra is an international food security consulting company providing expert guidance for creating healthy soils that yield tasty, nutrient-dense foods. Check us out at rhizoterra.com. That's RHIZOTERRA.com. And the Global Food and Farm online community, an ad-free global social network and soil health streaming service that provides information and connections that help you apply the science and practice of improving soil health. Join us at globalfoodandfarm.com. And from listeners like you, who support us through our Patreon account at patreon.com/tastingterroir. Patrons receive access to our full-length interviews and selected additional materials. Patrons will also have the opportunity to submit questions that we will answer on the podcast. Tune in next week to hear more interviews and insights with myself, Sarah Harper, and Dr. Jill Clapperton, as well as the regenerative farmers, chefs, and emerging food companies in the Global Food and Farm online community and beyond. If you like our work, please give us a 5-star rating and share the podcast with your friends. Thanks so much for listening and for helping us get the word out about this new resource to taste the health of your food. Until next week, stay curious, keep improving, and don't stop believing that better is possible when knowledge is available.